We've been playing that song for a little bit here on Near Rocks. That was Scientist by Light We Loom. They performed for us on the WJCU Blizzard Bash happened at the Happy Dog back in November. It was already in November.
Wow. That's crazy.
It feels like
just yesterday,
really,
right?
November. No, actually, November feels like months and months ago.
That's true.
But it's been only what, a month and a half? Not even
a month and a half. Not long.
Welcome to the studios.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Welcome
to be back.
Welcome to the actual studio instead of the theater this week.
Yeah, I like them both though.
Again, thank you guys for being in. Do you guys even remember the last time you were in studio with us?
Whoa.
I actually think it might be when we first started. We didn't have very many songs, and we sang an acoustic version of a song that was our very first song that we wrote that we didn't even play the first couple shows.
Yes.
So it was like
the origin of
Vaguely.
By Light We Loom.
I remember what I was wearing. Is that weird?
Of course you do, Shayna. What was it?
It was a red and white shirt with a Peter Pan collar.
Ah. I think I know which one you're talking about.
I'm pretty sure I was wearing a plaid shirt.
Well,
those chances are good.
Isn't that all you own?
That's like 9 out of 10 shirts I own, yeah.
Oh, well, you've got another new disc.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is now the second EP.
Yes.
Yeah. For By Lightly Womb. Name of the disc is
Caught in the Tide.
Caught in the Tide, and tell me a little bit about it real quick. And
it's a collection of 4 songs that we wrote together. I feel like it's a little bit more of a mature product. We, instead of kind of using our loops and kind of technology based music as a sort of fill in for drums and bass. As we did on the last album, this time we just try to embrace all the weird sounds and build something that we thought was pretty cool. So, yeah, we're excited about them.
As a sound guy, I can't disagree with that.
you know the weird sounds. Yes. You're like, wait, what is that?
Well, it was cool getting this disc because I worked with you guys a handful of times over the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And actually, I think it was Caught in the Tide. Mm-hmm. You guys kind of used as a sound check.
Yeah, absolutely.
for a lot this summer. I think it was Caught in the Tide.
Yeah, I think so.
So when I turned the disc on, I'm like, oh, hey, I know this song.
Yay.
I heard this a whole bunch.
Yeah.
Every time.
I think people who have seen us live are going to, I mean, these are 4 songs that we always play live. So if you've seen us live, they're finally in recorded form.
And they're usually the 2 people are like, I liked everything, but I really liked those 4 songs in the middle. And we're like, that's great because that's the 4 songs that are new.
Yeah, that's the new EP. So good. Glad.
And of course, the show is happening Saturday night.
Correct.
Tell us about that.
So Saturday night, I believe doors are at 8.
At the Beachland Ballroom
and Tavern. And that is with These Knees and our friend Joshua Justy. These Knees is also our friend. It just felt like a proper place to say.
They're
and
all
our friends. Joshua Justy.
With our friends, These Knees and Joshua Justy and the Death Panels, I believe is his band this
time. It does say the Death Panels this time. He changes his name every time.
You got to watch closely.
So we're excited because it'll be a fun, chill night with friends, and we have a lot of friends coming out, and so we're excited.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun.
So Saturday night, where you playing last?
Yes.
Playing
yes.
last. Okay. Well, why don't we hear a track off the disc?
Okay.
We've got the self-titled one lined up. So Caught in the Tide.
Caught in the Tide.
And,
let's do it.
And we've got a little bit to talk about afterwards. So
cool.
Okay.
Here's Caught in the Tide by Light We Loom on NRX.
Contains my heart.
That's the title track off of their newest EP, By Light We Looms, Caught in the Tide. They're releasing it this Saturday at the Beachland Tavern, playing along with These Knees and Joshua Jesty and the Death Panels. Such a cheery name for such a such happy music that's going to be playing along with them. So when I first started the first song, you told me something very interesting about your music.
Sure did.
And it's something that we might have to call Jim Stewart in just to try to figure out what it is he's doing. But explain what we've got going on.
Maybe he's like cursing me or something.
Yeah.
So it seems like lately we've been doing these radio shows, which is super cool. But then in the radio, obviously they're playing tracks off the album and then they play them live in the studio like you just did. Mm-hmm. And then I have a mini panic attack because for some reason, maybe because of the kind of music we're doing now, now when we record an album, I actually can't listen to our own album at all because then live, for some reason, then I can't sing the songs. And so I don't know if like in our mixes on the album, if something like maybe bass is up more or something like that than what we play live. And so it's pulling my ear. I don't know. It's like a weird, I'm pretty sure just Jim Stewart, yeah, if he's listening, is out to get me.
He put a curse in the mix. Can you add the curse in the mix?
He's just shifting the pitch just a half
just
step.
Just a mess with me.
He's doing it the entire time, and he's just wringing his hand. Accident. Yeah. The wizard strikes again.
Yes, he does. Right. Absolutely. Always does.
So what else do you guys have going on? You've got the release coming up this weekend. Are you guys working on more stuff? It seems like you guys are always working on something.
Yeah,
now.
We are.
Always working.
Always. We're going to put out a new album by
February 14th, February, I think, 14th. Is what I said earlier on the last radio show.
That is not true. No, don't believe that. No,
we joke that whenever I put a date, Eric has that much time to actually come up with it.
That's how we work. Shannon just tells me when we're going to do the next album, and I have to make it happen.
Didn't your last release show, you booked time with Jim on stage?
Yeah. And actually, Eric didn't find out we were actually releasing an album until he read it in Cleveland Scene,
where she had told the interviewer that we were releasing an album in December. So we got close to it. It's January, but I think that's pretty dang close. I'll take it. So we're writing new songs. We've got a special song that we're going to be playing at the CD release show. Recently, my father passed away, and so we're going to wrote a song for him, just like a little acoustic song, but I want to share it with the crowd. I think it'll be a really nice moment. So we're excited to premiere that on Saturday.
And maybe eventually we might keep it in as acoustic song, or we might eventually make it into a full band thing. But for now, we just wrote it and want to share it.
Yeah, once I have all those musical tools in front of me, I'll have to put some weird noises into it.
You just can't resist it.
I can't
anymore,
resist
can
it, no. It's a problem.
And other
maybe
than
just
that,
spaceship noises, recordings of stars, I don't know.
Other than that, we just trying to book shows and festivals and starting to kind of gear up for that after the release.
Yeah. Say, getting out of town at all?
We were actually just in Dayton this past weekend. Mm-hmm. Right now, I think we have like a PA show, mm-hmm. A couple more Cleveland shows, but we haven't really focused on booking yet. We want to get past this weekend.
Get the release out, and then we're going to start. We're still debating over whether or not we want to do hardcore touring again like we did in our last band, or if we want to keep it just to the weekend warrior kind of deal. We'll see.
And of course, you guys decided to do a CD release the week that you guys go back to school.
Sure did.
That was a bad idea. That was a really bad idea.
So today was your first day back?
Yes.
Yeah.
With students and all
with
that?
Students. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had to teach.
4 hours of sleep, 5:30, wake-up call.
What nobody tells you in school when you're training to become a teacher is about the nightmares that you have about teaching.
No matter how many years.
You wake up in a cold sweat because you didn't plan anything for the day and the students are yelling at you and you're kicking kids out of class.
It's always the same dream, too, where you get there, everyone's staring at you, and you just can't find the syllabus. And you're looking everywhere and everyone's getting really distraught. Yeah. And then they just start like a whole out revolution.
Yeah. Yeah, it's always a revolt.
So for the other teachers out there, what is your trick for actually getting yourself going for the first day?
Coffee.
Well,
coffee.
I think a lot of people, for me, not coffee. I'm an avid tea drinker. For me, just put on some Pat Benatar, do my dance, and
that's imagery for everybody out there.
Invincible, and
you've just teased our next segment. So why don't we play another track off the disc?
Great.
We've got "Clouds Will Cover Us" right now by By Light We Loom on NeoRex.
Down, down, down. While I'm standing here,
By Light We Loom, and Clouds will cover us. They're one of the tracks off of their new EP, the Caught in the Tide. They're, of course, releasing it this Saturday at the Beachland Tavern, along with These Knees, Joshua Jesty, and the Death Panels. And they're up last in the night, closing out the night. What time do you guys think you're going to end up on
stage?
Probably
maybe 10:30.
So, of course, you've got the CD coming out Saturday. Where can people find out all the information about that?
They can go to Facebook, our Facebook page at By Light We Loom, or they can go to bylightweloom.com.
Or they can follow us at Instagram at By Light We Loom, especially if they're interested in cat pictures.
Yeah, you won't get any information about the show there, but you'll get a lot of pictures of Shanna and her cat, which is probably more important.
Which is maybe even more interesting.
There's a good chance you have more followers because of the cat.
Yeah, there is a good chance. That's probably true.
The internet is for cat photos.
It is for cat. True. It is for cats.
He's not very photogenic, but we're working on it.
So when is the Pat Benatar cover act coming?
Well, we always said that, you know, musicians, they don't retire. They don't quit playing music because you can't. So instead of retiring, you actually retire into a cover band. And so we want to be preemptive about that and figure out our cover band ahead of time. And Shanna is Pat Benatar.
I am.
She is. Inside of her. You should see her when Pat Benatar songs come on.
That fist starts pumping.
She starts pumping the fist.
Hips start shaking.
Yelling, singing at the top of her lungs.
Yeah.
Making the 80s face. You can't see our faces right now, but like the like 80s like rocking it face.
Is she playing the keytar?
No, she just does a lot of this. Punching
seen
in the air.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yes.
What was the one dude's name that dances?
Carlton.
Carlton. I sort of do the Carlton and the car.
Yeah, kind
of. A lot of twitching.
It's pretty disturbing. I'm not going to lie, Eric.
Are you taking requests at the show this weekend?
We had actually talked about doing a cover, which we've never done, even in Bethesda, of Pat Benatar. We just couldn't pull it together
in time.
But one of these days, watch out for it soon in the next couple of months, I'm telling you.
We'll start the transition now.
Well, thank you guys very much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
You guys had an interview already today and a long day
at
school. So
yeah.
Day two harder than day one?
Yes, they always say, apparently, and according to my students, Tuesday is like the worst day. And I'm finding that to be true. Like, I'll just be a mid-sentence and I'll have to turn to a student to say, what was I saying? And they're like, Miss Delaney, we told you. Tuesday is the worst day.
Yeah, Monday you got a little energy going in, a little anxiety to keep you awake. Tuesday is just blah.
Well, again, thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Google search By Light We Loom, or on Facebook, or all of the medias.
All of them.
By Light We Loom, you're going to find out information about their show. Saturday night at the Beachland Tavern, By Light We Loom, These Knees, and Joshua Jesty and the Death Panels. 8 o'clock show. Check it out. One last track. This is Cardinal Man. Last track off the disc.
Cardinal, yeah.
Yeah, Cardinal. I've got Maine.
But the
after.
Cardinal Man sounds very intriguing.
The Cardinal Man. It's like Birdman, except more specific.
You're listening to Neo Rocks. Concert calendar is coming up next.